Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Mem Ches, the second chapter entitled Haichrach Lo Musar, the imperative of Musar. Adayin Lo Yislabnu Advarim Kol Tzukam. Still, a certain question hasn't been sufficiently clarified. Harei Torah Va'amalah, we have the Torah and toiling Torah, and that should bring in its wake all the necessary improvements in the person. Why does a person need to set aside specifically time and effort for Musar? He's harking back to the point that he spoke about earlier on, the Dafkuf Mem Beis, Dafkuf Mem Gimel, where we dealt with this question of a Tamid Chacham who is involved in Torah constantly. Why does he need to deal with Musar? It also goes back to the Hakdama on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, Kuf Lamed Tes. These questions, this is what we want to clarify over here. Sugyai Bashas Beseita Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. This is a passage that we quote numerous times in both the first volume and the second volume. We come back to this passage over and over. The Gemara that quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Kineir Mitzvah Besera Oir. A mitzvah is compared to a lamp, whereas Torah is compared to light itself. The Gemara says, "Mashal le'adam she'malech bishon laila va'afila." We compare it to a person walking in the countryside on a very dark night. Umisyarimin hakoytzim umin abarkanim. He's afraid, first of all, of thorns and branches. Umeichayara'a, from wild animals. Umin alistim, and from wild people. Furthermore, ve'en yoda be'ezederich me'alech. He's lost. He doesn't know where he's going. Now, nizdamnalu avuka shel oir. If he happens to come by a torch, that's enough to save him from the branches and the thorns and the pits, you can see. But still, he's still afraid of wild animals and lawless people, and furthermore, he is lost, he does not know where he's going. Kivan she'ala amud hashachar, once dawn comes, nitzoil mechayar ra'o min alistin. So now he's safe as far as wild animals are concerned, and brigands is also safe. Ve'adayin ein yodea be'ezedech melech, but he's still lost. Higia lefarashas derochim, nitzoil mikulam. Once he gets to a crossroads, then he's completely safe. So we see over here three stages. First, the avukashel oir, the torch, which is comparable to the mitzvah. That's sufficient for certain purposes. Then you get dawn, that's light, that's the Torah, that's sufficient for other purposes. But in the Mashal, there's something else. It's Parashas Derachim. What is that? The Gemara continues, "My Parashas Derachim, Omar Rav Chisda, Zet Talmid Chacham V'yom HaMisa," it's referring to Talmid Chacham on the day of his death. "Rav Nachman Ba'Yitzchak Omar Zet Talmid Chacham V'yiras Chet," it's referring to a Talmid Chacham who has achieved Yiras Chet. "Marzuto Omar Zet Talmid Chacham D'Salkilei Shma'ta Aliba D'Hilchesa," a Talmid Chacham whose conclusions correspond to the halacha, form the halacha. So the author says, "Hanimshal Muvan," the Nimshal is clear, "Oir Havuka Hena Mitzvois," the torch that provides him with light, that's a mitzvois, "V'hene Kvar Shemos El Adam Shalei Poel V'lei Kashel," they guard the person from falling, stumbling. "Amud HaShachar Hu Oir HaTira," then the light of dawn is the light of Torah. Now, Ezo Madriga Shel Torah, what level of Torah? So the Tosfos that we've quoted a number of times already, Tosfos Sham Meva'arim, Teima Ve'ech Nitzol Mikulan, how is it that the Torah saves him from those things? V'alor Nitzol Mietzahara Bidane Deloi Asik Batira. He is not saved from Yetzirah if he's not involved in the Torah. On those times when he isn't involved, answers to this, Yesh Lomar, Destam Tamid Chacham, general Tamid Chacham, Torasoi Umanusoi. His defining characteristic is the Torah is preoccupation. Ve'isek Umer Erba Kol Sha'ah. He's thinking about it all the time. Ve'heno Ilech Dalad Amoiz Belotirah. Doesn't walk Dalad Amoiz Belotirah. So that's why Tosfos answers his question. He's constantly involved in Torah, and it protects him all the time. Says the author, Hagab Atzmecha Ishit Talmid Chacham. He's using the terminology of the Gemara in Maseches Yoma and elsewhere. Stam Talmid Chacham. What Tosfos defines as a regular, we would call it like a default Talmid Chacham. Ze ha'isek b'Torah b'li hefsek. Person involved in Torah constantly. Ve'eino ilech dalet amoiz b'lo Torah. He doesn't walk dalet amoiz b'lo Torah. Hu adayin en yodea be'ezed derech olech. And going back to the mashal, he is still not sure where he's going. He's still lost, because that was the third stage in the mashal, to get to the crossroads. That's a remarkable point of here. That this Gemara is telling explicitly with the mitzvahs, with the Torah, that's like the light of the torch and the light of dawn. But there's still the situation of getting to the crossroads, otherwise it's still lost. And this is the Tamid Chacham. This makes a point. Einu yadea, how can it be that he doesn't know? Velo hu lomed et tamid, that's what we've just established. Ubevaday hu gam mekayem, he fulfills what he learns. Uma velama einu yadea, why does he not know where he's going? Haim einu yadea bederich hu ritzel aleches, does he not know which way he wants to follow? Achein, indeed, adam einu yachol yos batuach betzuna penimi, an individual cannot be quite certain regarding his inner wishes, im omnam hu bali tahir. Is he truly bali tahir? Im klein afshe inam etuharim. If literally the vessels of his soul are not pure, they're not cleansed, mi yodeh be'ezeh derech hu rotzeh laleches ba'omer nafshi. Does he really know deep down in his heart which way he really wants to follow? Pirsum, to get well known. To be well known, kavoid, to receive the kavoid of Etamid Chacham, career, to follow a certain career. Torah is also a career. A person can be a teacher, a person can be a speaker, a person can be a Rosh Hashiva and make a career out of it, kesef. Or is it that deep down he wants Torah, Tehoira, a pure Torah, Tzenu'ah, a discreet Torah, viz batlus l'ritzonei Tzvarach, and a willingness to forgo one's wills and to devote oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this Gemara tells us that even after the light of dawn, there's still the stage of getting to the crossroads. And that goes even beyond a person who is a Tamid Chacham. So now, what is that last stage? Shalosh parshiyos drachim yisvu chazal efanu. Chazal give three explanations there for what it means in the mashal, the parashas drachim, the crossroads. Tamid Chacham v'yom ha'misa. Rashi says, v'tamid Chacham v'yom ha'misa, if he's a Tamid Chacham on the day of his death, v'yada shalot piresh, he knows of himself that he never separated himself from Kadosh Baruch Hu to cast off himself the yoke of Torah. He's a Talmid Chacham to the last day, inclusive. Shum nisayon lo hivioi lifrikas oil. No nisayon has brought him to cast off the yoke of Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ezu b'china shetiyah, on any level whatsoever. Yaakov avinu lav shon bikesh v'haya Hashem li le'elokim. Those are the words of the pasuk. Shiachul shemoy alay mitichilam v'atzuf. That Hashem's name should be upon me from beginning to end, right to the last moment. In Vayetze, Vayosef haya b'mitzayim. The pasuk says. Rashi comments, Hu Yosef haroyes tzon aviv. The same Yosef who was a simple shepherd. Hu Yosef shehaya b'mitzayim v'nasa melech b'mitzikoy. The same Yosef in Mitzrayim who became the ruler and remained the same tzidkus again from beginning to end. Another possible. Hu Moshe v'Haroin, Rashi the comments again, Hem bishlichusam uvitzidkasam mitechila v'ad seif. The same Moshe and Aaron that began, or the same Moshe and Aaron from at the end, with the same tzidkus. Liyois tamid chacham mitechila v'ad seif. To be a tamid chacham from beginning to end, zoi mas'as nafshe shel kol tamid chacham. That's of course what every tamid chacham aspires to, ach miyodeim yamod baze. Not so easy to accomplish this. Umi batuach b'tzim, who can be certain of himself? That was the first answer. That was Rav Chisda. Then we had Talmid Chacham v'Yiras Chait. Hama'ala teshi'is b'sulamo shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Yiras Chait is the ninth level. It's towards the end in the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair that forms the foundation of Mesilas Yesharim. Afilu Talmid Chacham ha'isek umharer b'Torah kol sha'a. Remember, that was Tosfos. That was the understanding of this. We're talking about Talmid Chacham who's involved thinking of Torah all the time, even such a person in the marshal, he hasn't yet reached the crossroads. Adain eno batuach klal shugam yireichet. Such a Talmid Chacham cannot be certain that he's a yireichet. He hasn't reached that. Mimeli yagia. So what? Is it just automatically you become a Talmid Chacham? And automatically, we've said before, Ein mimele be'avodas Hashem. We made this point before. The author called it a klal gadol be'avodas Hashem. A klal gadol, a fundamental principle. Nothing happens automatically in avodas Hashem. Nothing whatsoever. So here again, what assurance does one have? And the third answer, Talmid Chacham de Salkele Ishmat Aliba de Hilchesa, a Talmid Chacham whose conclusions correspond to the halacha, his conclusions form the halacha, Bar Samcha hu asher chavirav, a Bar Samcha, an authoritative person whose peers, Gdorei Doiroi, Mekablin Varav Lalacha, Gdorei Doiroi accept his words, Lalacha hu nitzel mikulam, Rabban shel kol bnei hagoilahu, a great person in the generation, Yachidado umizke, so how many people in that? That's the point that we're making here to answer this question. If a person is involved in Torah, why does he still need to devote time and effort to Musar? We see why. Now this sugya begins by quoting that pasuk in Mishlei, mitzvah is like a lamp, Torah is like a light, and again in the Mashal, the torch and dawn, but there's a further step, the step of coming to the crossroads. Now, this is a profound point. The Gemara doesn't quote the continuation of that pasuk. Most people know only this part of the pasuk. You could quote this, kineh mitzvah v'sera oyer, but it carries on. Chazal, for whatever reason, didn't mention the end of the pasuk explicitly. But the last part, that part about my parashat lechem, what is a crossroads? And we have three answers. That's built on the end of the pasuk. It says, v'derech chayim toichechois musa. A path in life, when a person has musar. That's why Chazal built it they gave us this mashal. Torch, dawn, crossroads. Torch, mitzvois. Dawn, Torah. Crossroads is derech chayim terechois musar. Uvli terechois musar in adam yoteh be'ezedech melech. Without it, a person doesn't know where he's going. And again, we're talking about a person who's a Talmid Chacham, who's involved in Torah all the time. He doesn't walk Dala the most without terror. He still doesn't know what his path in life is, as we've explained in this chapter. Even worse, he doesn't even know that he doesn't know. No matter how great his toil in terror is, he doesn't know that he doesn't know. People assume that he's Talmid Chacham, so things will turn out right. Zeu ha'echach lilimud musar. That's the imperative to learn musar. Ad kana.